with KLA.
Isn't he just minty?
I can't see anything in him myself. How about you, Brains?
I'm afraid music in the modern idiom is too repetitive for my taste. But I must admit the rhythm has a certain hypnotic effect.
You're just jealous.
Jealous? Why should I be jealous of that clown?
Now, wait a minute. I think you're all overlooking one important point. Those TV cats are coming from an unauthorized satellite, a pirate.
Oh, what harm does it do, Mr. Tracy?
It's more than harmful, Tintin. It's dangerous. The many satellites orbiting the world travel in an exact internationally controlled path. But that TV station is not controlled. It's a menace. And it could cause a very serious accident.
For the last time, Loman, it's Rick Ping O'Shea. Got it?
Yeah, I've got it, as you so quaintly put it.
Well, you loused it up twice during the last session.
I doubt if anyone was foolish enough to be tuned in.
Very funny. How I ever got landed with a guy like you, I'll never know.
The feeling's mutual, I assure you.
Back on Earth, preparations were in the final stage for the launching of a Sentinel communications satellite.
-180 seconds.
Oh, Power, just a quick word.
Oh, hello, Professor.
Your transfer to area control has come through.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I'll be sorry to leave here.
I understand, Power. Automated launchings can be very boring.
-60, 60 seconds.
Well, may I wish you the very best of luck for the future.
Thank you, Professor.
-10, 1, 0 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Everything here seems under control. I'll see you again before you leave.
Fine. Thank you again, Professor. Professor, emergency.
What's wrong?
I'll get a computer readout. Just failed to separate.
It looks bad. I'll switch to manual control. Contact ISC for clearance. I can't take a chance. We'll have to abort.
International Space Control. Calling International Space Control. This is Sentinel Base. International Space Control, come in, please.
International Space Control, go ahead.
This is Sentinel Base. We have a stage failure on a Telset 4. Request clearance to destroy.
We'll calculate clear station and inform you. Out.
Don't look so unhappy, Power. There's nothing we can do until they give us the data.
Oh, it's just that it's the first one I've lost.
And these things happen. That's why we have ISC.
Yeah, it's a good system.
If they didn't give us confirmation, there's every danger of destroying another satellite. But with a complete record, international control can allocate an area and space clear of all other orbits.
That's great. I got it. Hey, Loma. How high do we orbit?
Perigee, 120.5 miles. Apogee, 140.2.
Average, 128, okay?
Near 130.
Well, what's a mile or so? Listen. The station, that's great. From 128. Get it? 128 miles. What do you think?
Fantastic.
International Space Control to Sentinel Base.
Here it comes. Sentinel Base. Go ahead, ISC.
Here is the information you requested. Deceleration and gravipull have been taken into account. Trajectory 0.89 permanent. Time 1 minute 07 seconds. Area reference A4. Destruction altitude 128 miles. Repeat, 128 miles.
Information understood. Thank you, ISC. Out.
Set detonation for 52 seconds, 128 miles.
All set. Detonation minus 38 seconds.
The station looks great from 128.
10 seconds.
Everyone becomes involved in a bad launch. Don't blame yourself, Power.
I just wish my last one from here hadn't turned out this way.
Well, there's one consolation. No lives were endangered.
The professor was wrong. But fortunately, O'Shea and Holman were only stunned.
O'Shea, you all right? O'Shea.
Over here.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm okay. What happened?
I don't know.
Was it a meteorite?
No, it was some sort of explosion. I'll have to check.
Look at it. What a mess.
This can be cleared up. External damage is what worries me.
Oh, what a shambles.
You can't be thinking of carrying on as if nothing had happened.
Why not? As long as we're in one piece, the show goes on.
We could have been killed.
But we weren't. We telecast as scheduled.
I need more time to assess the damage.
You worry too much.
I still think I should go outside and take a look.
You can. We're on the air in 2 minutes.
Now, you listen to me. We're in serious trouble. We've moved in orbit. The explosion must have given us a slight deceleration.
Makes sense.
We're on a long, slow descent. Just as if we'd fired our retros.
You mean we're heading for the Earth?
Yeah.
Okay, we land. What's the problem? We're built for re-entry. We had to come down sometime anyway.
Not without breaking parachutes. Look.
So?
So there's nothing to slow us down. We're heading for re-entry and annihilation. I'll have to go outside. I should have done so in the first place.
Now, wait a minute, Loman.
I don't think you realize the seriousness of the situation.
All I know is I wouldn't go out there for a sack full of diamonds.
Someone's got to go.
And so, Holman stepped through into the airlock and climbed into his pressurized suit, ready for his walk in space.
Rather you than me.
Closing airlock.
Open out a door.
the outer door open, he stepped through into space with only a thin lifeline to stop him from drifting away. In using his thruster pack, he began to examine the damage caused by the explosion. Most of it was minor. But then he found what he'd been dreading all along. The outer skin had been holed by the blast.
I'm in the damaged area. What can you see?
Roman, how is it?
Not good. I'm coming back for a laser.
Can you fix it?
I don't know. Maybe. Close the outer door.
Opening airlock. Hey, Loma, the door's jammed.
Try again.
It's not moving.
Keep trying.
It's no good.
O'Shea, you've got to get me out of here.
Hey, Loman, tell me how to switch on for transmission.
Transmission?
Yeah, transmission. I'm going to put out a call for help.
You only need to switch on the power. It's all set up.
Fine. Hang on, old buddy.
Right.
This is station KLA. We're in real trouble and need help urgently.
Luckily, Tintin, who was a keen fan of Rick O'Shea, had tuned back in for the telecast.
I gotta keep trying.
This is station KLA. This is an emergency call. We need assistance most urgently.
Will anyone hearing this please make contact? Come in, please. Someone, anyone, please help us. We need help desperately.
Alan, come quickly. I think I have an assignment for International Rescue.
Go ahead, Mr. Tracy. You have a direct radio link with O'Shea.
Thank you, Brian. This is International Rescue to Space Station KLA.
International Rescue, wonderful. Loman's trapped and I can't understand the circuit. The door's jammed.
Take it easy. Now tell me clearly and slowly what happened.
Well, there was some sort of explosion. Our space station was damaged.
Do you know the extent of the damage?
No, but Loman said something about being knocked out of orbit.
Can you give me any further details?
I'm sorry, I can't.
I see. Listen, Mr. O'Shea, stay tuned to this frequency. We'll be with you as fast as we can. Virgil, launch Thunderbird 2. You go with him, Brains.
Yes, Mr. Tracy.
Alan and Scott, take Thunderbird 3. Now, let's get those Thunderbirds flying.
Yes, sir.
Loman, can you hear me? Hang on, old buddy.
Come on, he can't hold out much longer.
Thunderbird 3 to KLA. Over.
Thunderbird 3 to KLA.
KLA, hearing you loud and clear. How soon will you be here?
We're approximately 3 minutes away.
We'll be in visual contact any second.
Well, that must be it.
They're losing altitude. We'll have to work fast before they begin re-entry.
This is Thunderbird 3. We're going to come alongside. When we're in position, open the outer airlock door.
Right. O'Shea, is Loman conscious?
No, he doesn't answer. He must have passed out.
Hey,
going across. FAB, Ellen.
He's in a bad way. I'm bringing him back.
Okay, Ellen. You be careful.
Is he okay, Ellen? Just about.
We're losing altitude every second. I estimate we'll re-enter Earth's atmosphere in about 4 minutes.
Okay, Scott. Tell O'Shea to get into a spacesuit. Lohman will be all right. I'm going back to help O'Shea.
Right. Now listen carefully, O'Shea. Lohman will recover. Put on a spacesuit.
We're going to get you out, and there isn't much time.
Listen, I won't be able to do it.
This time, as Alan crossed to the stricken pirate capsule, he took with him a portable laser cutter. It was the quickest method of releasing O'Shea, and time was rapidly running out.
No good. I can't do it.
I'm in the airlock. Make sure you have the spacesuit on correctly. I'm going to cut through the door.
ISC to International Rescue. International Rescue receiving a 5x5. We understand you are assisting space station KLA.
Right.
We have radar contact with the vehicle. It is now in a suborbital descent.
Well, don't worry. The men on board were transferred. We've been standing by.
I'm glad to hear it. But there's something else. The space station is heading for a direct hit on the oil installation at Abandu.
Wow. Just about the biggest refinery in the Middle East.
That's right. The impact would cause widespread damage and fires a certainty.
Position understood. We'll do what we can. Out.
Well, brains, how do we do it?
I think we can tilt the spacecraft off course.
It's using Thunderbird 2 like a bumper car.
That's about it, Virgil.
Okay, brains. Let's go.
Boy, I've seen some hair-raising flying in my time, but Virgil sure takes the biscuit. He used a giant Thunderbird 2 as though it were a fighter plane until we were alongside the pirate capsule. Then came the tricky part.
It's not working, brains. We'll just smash ourselves up.
With only the wing as a lever, he had to move the capsule off course. The danger was immense. It needed only one slip, and we would both have gone crashing to our deaths.
Steady, Virgil.
Time after time, Virgil tried to turn the capsule off course, but it wasn't working. We could see the refinery buildings below were shining in the sunlight. It looked as though we had failed. Then with one final jolt...
You've done it, Virgil. Oh, okay, well, level out.
The capsule went hurtling on and exploded harmlessly in the desert.
Phew. That was close. Let's go home.
We had a great reception back at base after that rescue. In fact, not long after our return, there was a request song played for us on the video. Tintin had written to... Yeah, you guessed it. Rick O'Shea. And back in business again. But this time, back on Earth. Cheerio for now.
Ricochet, brought to you by Jerry Anderson with help from his fan club, Fanderson. The series was produced for Radio 5 by Christopher Aldridge. Coming up next week on Thunderbirds, Move and You're Dead.
1 year ago, America's most promising racing driver, Alan Tracy, announced he was retiring from the racing world. And now, today, he is sweeping round the course, heading for what seems to be certain victory. Wow! What a finish this is going to be. Here they come, ladies and gentlemen. Here they come. Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to announce the result of the Parola Sands race. The winner in today's exciting competition was Alan Tracy.
We should have fixed his engine like I said, Johnny.
Boy, I'd like to lay my hands on the designs for that car.
Yeah, then we'd really be in the big time.
Listen, Vic, we've had this guy on our backs long enough. I got a plan to fix this Alan Tracy for good and all.
That's next Monday, ETA 5 past 8, on Radio 5. It may be.